Well, once again, Merry Christmas and Happy Mother's Day. Either you don't have a sense of humor if you did not laugh, or you did not realize that that's really what we're celebrating today is a version of Catholic Mother's Day. There's only one homily that I've ever heard that I actually remember, so I guess I should not be too critical of y'all. But the homily was given by Father Phil Llanos at the chapel at the Father Emile Capone Air Station in Kaiserslautern, Germany, on January 1st, somewhere between 2001 and 2003. And the homily was very short, unlike other homilies you've heard, and it had two points. The first was he told a story about how he and his father did a tiling job in a bathroom once, and they did not put the first tile in properly, which then skewed the tiling for the rest of the bathroom. His point being that if you don't get the first day of the new year right, you're not going to get the rest of them right. So it's very appropriate that we come to Mass today for this great solemnity. And his second point was there's no such thing as a celebration without Mama. And those are really two very wonderful points, and I guess theoretically I could end there, but sorry. We live in a predominantly Protestant part of the country, in a predominantly Protestant country, in a very secular society, in a secular world. And so we tend to have a very apologetic attitude towards the Blessed Mother. And I don't mean apologetics as in the reasoned defense of the faith. I mean in, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm Catholic, so I kind of have to, you know, say nice things about her. And it's very unfortunate because, well, to put it in very stark terms, that's like the teenager pulling into the driveway, honking the horn, and not going in and meeting the parents. Now, that may be lost on some people because these days it might be a text message and not a honk of the horn, whatever. The point is that it just doesn't make sense to say that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ and then not care about anyone else who's related to him. And while our human families certainly have difficulties and mother-in-laws in our human cases can actually be terrors, in this case, we don't have that problem. We have a perfect Heavenly Mother. Because not only is she the Mother of Jesus Christ, she is, because we are members of Him, our Mother. Really our Mother. Not just, oh, I have a relationship with Jesus, so I have to have her as well. No. Because of my relationship with Jesus Christ, she is actually my mother as well. Not just by a legal arrangement. So it's not enough that we merely accept her. Now the church proclaims this in very stark terms because at the Council of Ephesus in the year of our Lord 431, it decreed that if anyone does not confess that God is truly Emmanuel, and that on this account, the Holy Virgin is the Mother of God, for according to the flesh, she gave birth to the Word of God, became flesh by birth. Let him be anathema, which is basically to say, if you don't believe in her as the Mother of God, you can't be a Christian. That is the solemn teaching of the Church. And so there's two realities we look at today. First, that she is truly Mother, that she really did give a physical body to our Blessed Lord, and therefore humanity, and that because she is the mother of the mother of Jesus Christ, she is the mother of God. Not because she created God, but in the absolute basic literal sense of the word, to give human life to someone. And that's what she did. If Jesus Christ is God, and the Blessed Virgin Mary is the mother of Jesus Christ, therefore, to use a syllogism, she is the Mother of God. But it's more than just objective facts of theology. We owe her honor out of justice. St. Thomas Aquinas will tell us that under the virtue of justice, honor or veneration is owed to persons of excellence, whether it be a general or particular excellence, whether it be official or personal excellence. As the Mother of God, Mary transcends in dignity all created persons, angels, and men, because the dignity of a creature is the greater the nearer it is to God. And of all created things after the human nature of Christ, which is hypostatically united with the person of the Logos, Mary is nearest the triune God. As a true mother, she is related by blood to the Son of God according to his human nature. Through the Son, she is associated intimately also with the Father and the Holy Ghost. The Church honors her on account of her position as Mother of God and on account of her high endowment with grace deriving from her position as daughter of the Heavenly Father and spouse of the Holy Ghost. In a certain sense, Mary's dignity is infinite since she is the mother of an infinite divine person. So out of justice, we give her honor. And again, the question for me is, why would we hesitate to do so? We give her honor as well, however, out of gratitude. Now, even though God may have chosen someone else had she said no, we would still be giving that other person honor. So let's put that little mental exercise out of the way and say, thanks to her, yes, her cooperation with grace, we have a Savior. And therefore, we are saved. We owe her that gratitude. Just as our human mothers are owed gratitude, no matter what they've done, good or bad, in our lives, for giving us life, so too we owe her gratitude for giving us a Savior, and therefore spiritual life. But again, it should go without saying. Unfortunately, we've gotten pretty apologetic. I remember in seminary, the worship hymnal has the hymn Immaculate Mary in it. And the first one is the traditional one. Your praises we sing, you reign now in splendor. But every other verse is only about Jesus Christ. It hardly even mentions her. It's like, yeah, okay, we'll concede that we owe her something, but we don't want to look like we're worshiping her, so we're only going to talk about Christ. We cannot worship her. We can only give her honor. Now, we can be a little bit skewed in our perspective of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but ultimately, honoring her honors Christ. We see in the visitation, the minute that Elizabeth says, blessed are you, what are Mary's immediate words? My soul magnifies the Lord. When we say Mary, she says God. And finally, we go to her because it is through her that God has deigned that we get to him. True, from a metaphysical standpoint, our connection with God is Jesus Christ. But he came to us through the gate, so to speak, of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he therefore, in his infinite wisdom, knowing that we need mothers, wants us to go back to him through the gate of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He's the road, but she is the gate. She is also a very wonderful example to us. And so I would encourage you on this solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, to not only honor her, which you do by your presence here, of course, but with your prayers, for example, maybe saying a rosary today if you don't normally do so, but to also remember her example as when you are praying the rosary, to keep the mysteries of our Lord and his Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph in your heart, as we heard in the gospel today, to ask her as our mother to show us these mysteries, to let her take us by the hand if you need a good physical imagery, and take us to the crib to help us meditate as she did on these mysteries, so that with her we may join for eternity in honoring God around the throne of the Lamb.